Hello, I am Ryan Fernand, your host. This is the Lore of the Films podcast. On tonight's episode, I will be discussing my Oscar predictions. If you are listening to this as soon as I post it on iTunes, it will be Sunday, the day of the Oscars. So you want to check those out soon. Anyways, let's get the show on the road. All right, let's go. We're going to start off at the bottom here with best sound editing. All I can say about this is clearly a lock for Inception. Inception is going to win this easily. So, best sound editing, chalk it up to Inception. Best sound mixing. Inception is the front runner, but not a lock like it is in sound editing, because True Grit and The Social Network are much more loved films within the Academy, and they can definitely pull off an upset here. And if The King's Speech wins in this category, unlikely but still possible, there is a sweep coming, and there is always a potential for a sweep with a frontrunner like The King's Speech. Despite that, I am still going with Inception for best sound mixing. Best visual effects. This is once again a lock for Inception. So Inception will go 3-for-3 with visual effects and the sound categories. So I think it's going to sweep, right, guys? I think so. We'll see. Now on to best makeup, which this is, in my opinion, the second most open category of the night. All three films can win. So I'm just going to go with a film with the most makeup, and that is The Wolfman. So best makeup goes to The Wolfman. Next up is best costume design, which many people have been saying this race is open. They say Alice in Wonderland can challenge. That Alice in Wonderland can challenge The King's Speech, the Best Picture frontrunner, and also in this category. They are unfortunately not understanding the fact that not just costume designers vote on this category. It's the entire Academy. So a more beloved film is going to win here. And of course, The King's Speech is going to win Best Picture, and is the most beloved film of any film inside the Academy, so it will win here. So the best costume design goes to The King's Speech. Best art direction will go to The King's Speech. And just put in Inception with Alice in Wonderland, and you can have the same reasoning as costume design why The King's Speech will win there. It's just because not just art directors vote on this. Everybody in the Academy votes for this. And Inception and Alice in Wonderland are just not as beloved as The King's Speech in the Academy. So King's Speech will win Best Art Direction. Best Cinematography will go to True Grit. Roger Deakins is very overdue, plain and simple. And some people have brought up the fact that I have been explaining earlier that since everybody votes on cinematography and not just cinematographers, being overdue will not play a factor. However, these people fail to remember that the Academy loves True Grit. It got 10 nominations, the most nominated American film, as the True Grit commercials will say. And it got the second most nominations, only behind The King's Speech, so it is very loved within the Academy. So this is happening. Roger Deakins is going to win. Best Cinematography goes to True Grit. Best Film Editing will go to The Social Network. It is the favorite here. But if The King's Speech is to win Best Picture, it has to win here or in directing. So The King's Speech can always win here. I'm going with The Social Network. And these two categories, in my opinion, will definitely be split between these two films. If The Social Network wins both, it's going to upset Best Picture. So I just can't see it winning both. I'll get to the director later. So I'm saying The Social Network wins here. So Best Film Editing, Social Network. On to Best Original Song, which I have We Belong Together for Toy Story 3. That's Randy Newman's song. This is the most wide-open category of the year, in my opinion. Any of the four nominees can win. I'm going with the logic that Best Picture nominees usually win the tech categories, because, as I've been explaining, everybody votes on these type of tech categories. So, the more beloved film wins. Anyways, if we're going by Best Picture nominees, that will the nominees list of potential winners to We Belong Together and If I Rise from 127 Hours. That's A.R. Rahman's song. And A.R. Rahman won just 2 years ago, so I'm going with Randy Newman's song from Toy Story 3 because I don't think they'll just want to award A.R. Rahman again. He's no John Williams or somebody that's so beloved in the Academy that they just want to award him over and over again. He's not that type of person. So I think it goes to Toy Story 3 and Randy Newman. On to Best Original Score, which I have The King's Speech. And this category has given me a lot of difficulty. It appears to be wide open to me because I just can't picture The King's Speech winning here. I'm going to go with it, but I just can't picture it. I can't picture it winning here. Desplat's score was not memorable at all. He had much better work this year in The Ghost Rider and Harry Potter. I have not seen Harry Potter, but I've heard that. He definitely had better work in The Ghost Rider. However, I also cannot picture The Social Network score, the presumed runner-up winning. It was a score that was great on its own, but did not fit the film. All the critics would disagree with me. But the problem is with the critics is they kind of had a hard-on this year for The Social Network, and everything that The Social Network did was great. There's nothing better to them. But anyways, I thought the score was great on its own, but when it did not fit into the film at all. So I just can't see how The Social Network score wins. Then we get to the most deserving score, in my opinion, Inception, but I cannot see that score beating out the first two. It just has no momentum at all going into this race. So I guess that has to stick me with The King's Speech because I cannot see the 127 hour score for the same reason as because A.R. Rahman did it, and for the same reason that they won't award him again so soon. And I don't see How to Train Your Dragon winning either. The win was getting the nomination in that case of John Powell and How to Train Your Dragon. So, Best Original Score equals The King's Speech. Best, on to the shorts. Best Animated Short goes to Day and Night. This is a race between Day and Night and The Gruffalo. Anyone who is predicting anything else is pulling at straws, really. I'm going with the idea that Pixar is overdue in this category. The studio hasn't won here in 10 years. And I actually have noticed a lot of experts have been predicting a film other than Day and Night and The Gruffalo, and I just don't see how that's happening. I mean, the Lost thing was, it had a great score, it had a memorable score, but the story was like too out there for me. I don't think it's going to do anything. What is that? There's Let's Pollute, which might actually be my favorite film of the year, but it plays homage to some of the older shorts. I just don't think the Academy is smart enough to vote for that. And then the final one in the category is Madagascar, A Journey Diary, which just doesn't have enough story. It's not memorable enough to win. So I'm going with Day and Night. On to Best Short Documentary, which I am predicting Warriors of Kuiyang. I have not seen any of the contenders in this category, but before Warriors of Kuiyang was even nominated, I thought it would win because of its subject matter, environmental change in China. So, yeah, I think they would go for something like that, and that is why I'm sticking with Warriors of Kuiyang winning Best Short Documentary. On to Best Live Action Short, which I'm going with The Confession. I have not seen the frontrunner in this category, Na Oui Oui. I will admit that. But The Confession I have seen, and it is so far into the Oscars cup of tea, so to speak, that I don't see how they don't go for it. So, best live action short, I'm going with The Confession. Alright, now on to Best Animated Film, which I'm going with Toy Story 3. How to Train Your Dragon has done better on the precursor circuit. But Toy Story 3 is so ingrained into Pixar that the Oscars would not allow the company's flagship franchise to end without a single Oscar. Because you have to remember that the Best Animated Film category was not around for Toy Story and Toy Story 2. So the Toy Story franchise, even though it's been nominated for a bunch of Oscars, has never won one. And there's just no way they allow it to get away with none. It's just not happening. It's going to win here. No How to Train Your Dragon upset. Don't worry about that, Toy Story fans. Best Feature Documentary, I'm going with Inside Job. Exit Through the Gift Shop has gained a lot of publicity during the Oscar voting period as officials debate whether Banksy, who is the director of the film, but nobody knows who Banksy actually is. He stays under a hood in the film and you cannot see his face at all. And nobody knows who he is. So the Academy has been debating whether they should allow somebody they don't know who that person is to be allowed to go to the ceremony. And they're leaning towards they will allow him now. But anyways, it has, this whole debate has created a lot of publicity for the Exit Through the Gift Shop. Unfortunately, I don't think it's enough momentum or publicity to beat Inside Job, which is too up the Oscar voters' alley for them not to go for. On to Best Foreign Language Film, which I'm going with In a Better World. This category never goes for the most mainstream nominee, which is Beautiful, so Beautiful is not winning. So I am going for the Golden Globe Golden Globe winner here, which was In a Better World. All right, now on to the top eight categories. Best Original Screenplay is going to The King's Speech, David Seidler's story. He, like the main character of The King's Speech, was a stutterer, so it's just the type of thing Oscar voters dream of voting for. So they're definitely going to go for him. It would be nice if Christopher Nolan would win here, but let's face it, it is not happening. Christopher Nolan will have to wait another 2 years for a chance at an Oscar victory. Best Adapted Screenplay, I'm going with The Social Network. This is another lock, even though at one point this category looked ripe for that crazy upset of the night. It was in this category last year that the upset of the ceremony occurred when Precious's screenplay beat the runaway frontrunner up in the air. But in the past few weeks, The Social Network has claimed back enough momentum to stop an upset here. Aaron Sorkin will get the Oscar. On to the acting categories, where Best Supporting Actress, I am predicting Melissa Leo from The Fighter. This is a three-way race. Hailee Steinfeld was seen as a huge contender for the win from the beginning. Her problem was just getting nominated first, which she did. However, in the past few weeks, it has really come to the attention of everybody. Will the Academy really give an Oscar this year to a 14-year-old with overdue veterans in her category? And my answer is, I don't think so. Next contender is Helena Bonham Carter, one of the overdue veterans I was just speaking about. Her big win on the precursor circuit was the BAFTA award a few weeks ago. However, it appears other Oscar bloggers are putting too much stock into the BAFTA awards for their predictions. There's some overlap between the BAFTAs and Oscars in terms of voters, but not enough to change the tide in three of the major categories, which some people are predicting. Those three categories being director, supporting actor, and this category, supporting actress. So I don't think she wins here. That leaves Melissa Leo for the win. Leo won all the precursor awards with the exception of the BAFTA, which I just mentioned, and she wasn't even nominated for the BAFTA, so that was a fluke anyways. Then her lead derailed when she started her own personal campaign. Not a smart move on her part. However, there have been mixed reports if the personal campaign even got to Oscar voters, so therefore I don't think it is enough. It won't have enough of an effect to prevent her from winning. Then again, there's always the chance there these three split the vote and Jackie Weaver wins. Anyways, I am still going with Melissa Leo for The Fighter and Best Supporting Actress. Best Supporting Actor will go to Christian Bale for The Fighter. Bale has won all the precursors except for the BAFTA, which went to Jeffrey Rush. Jeffrey Rush could still upset, but it would only happen in a King's Speech sweep. Luckily for us, if that were to happen, we would figure out pretty early, because the first two categories are Best Art Direction and Best Cinematography. That is, the two categories presented first are Best Art Direction and Best Cinematography. If the King's Speech wins both of those, Rush will be pulling off an upset later in the night in this category. If the King's Speech loses one or both, Bale will win. So you will know early on who is winning this category. Best Lead Actress. When I did my final Oscar predictions column, I chose Annette Bening. But just seeing Natalie Portman win today at the Independent Spirit Awards, And they have no voting overlap. So I don't even know why I'm putting too much stake into them. But just seeing her win has convinced me that Natalie Portman will be the victor in this category on Sunday night. And I really thought Benning would pull off an upset for the longest time. She has been completely charming down the stretch, while Portman has been barely noticeable. But I just think the Academy will really realize that Natalie Portman's performance is just so much better. It's so much clearly better that I think Portman will be the victor on Sunday night in this category. Now on to the biggest lock of the night. There are no challengers to Colin Firth for the King's Speech and Best Lead Actor. Colin Firth is just going to win easily. Alright, now on to the final two categories. Best Director up first. I have Tom Hooper of the King's Speech winning. This is a 50-50 category where Hooper and David Fincher of The Social Network have equal chances of winning. I'm going with Hooper, as his film is the Best Picture favorite, and he won the most important precursor for this category, the Directors Guild Award. However, you can just as easily make the case for Fincher winning, because TV directors who will not be voting for the Oscars could have won the vote for Hooper at the DGA's, the Directors Guild Awards. And Fincher also won the BAFTA's Director Award, where Hooper should have easily won that one, because he's British, the film is British, and it's the British National Awards. And since that victory for Fincher, The Social Network kind of got a minor surge in momentum, and it might be enough to pull off an upset, or win here. It wouldn't be an upset necessarily, but I'm still going with Tom Hooper for the King's Speech and Best Director. Now on to the big category, Best Picture. I am going with The King's Speech. The King's Speech will easily win here, as it is one of the more locked up categories of the night. Some may say that The Social Network has gained momentum in the last week and could upset. However, they have quickly forgotten that last year Avatar had much more momentum going down the stretch because of the producer email controversy. The producer from The Hurt Locker kind of asked for votes, which is illegal. And still, this controversy and all this momentum Avatar had was not able to conjure up a win for it. So The King's Speech easily will win Best Picture on Sunday night. And those are my predictions. You can use them if you want them. I think they all have good shots. All my predictions all have good shots at winning. And the Oscars are tomorrow night. That would be Sunday, February 27th on ABC. Coverage starts at 2 p.m. on E. Or the channel E. I personally will be doing special coverage on lord-of-the-filmstopblogspot.com, or you can follow me at Ryan Fernand on Twitter, where starting at 11 o'clock, I will be doing a live blog of Inception, followed by live blog of all the Oscar events, all the way to the post-awards Governor's Ball. So I will be live blogging until about 12 o'clock. So if you want to join in, please do so. I am Ryan Fernand. This is the Lord of the Films podcast. See you next week, guys.